You are listening to WWBC Coco, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indian Atlantic, Indian Harbor Beach, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL, Coco, 99.9 FM.
Today, on the Word of Truth Revealed.
The Lord spoke to Moses and said, I reveal myself to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob as Yahweh or Jehovah. But to you, I reveal myself as Lord. I am the Lord that healeth thee. I am the God that heals. The Lord. I'm here to tell you that the burning bush was the Lord before Jesus came. And that same one in the bush is the Lord Jesus who came in John chapter 3.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, The Great I Am. Today, Bishop will be teaching from John chapter 6, verses 43 through 51.
I think John will camp out here, chapter 6 and verse 43. And to all of you that are visiting, may God bless and keep you, is our prayer, as others come into the house of the Lord and gather around this message. We want to get the church on time, right? And if you heard the message this morning, the glory of the Lord is very important. And glory comes upon you when you respond to God properly. Amen. You must respond to Him properly. And this is very important because we want to see glory like Shekinah. But the New Testament glory is the kabod. It is the weight of glory. Shekinah is Old Testament. But the weight of glory is the kabod. That's what you want. It will ground you, keep you from floating from one mindset to the next, or from one church to the next, or from a relationship to the next, because you're not satisfied. You'll become more rooted and grounded in what you need to do and what you need to be. So John chapter 6, verse 43 through 51. Jesus therefore answered and said to them, do not murmur among yourselves. No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him, and I will raise him up at the last day. It is written in the prophets, and they shall all be taught by God. Therefore, everyone who has heard and learned from the Father comes to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father, except he who is from God. He has seen the Father. Verse 47, most assuredly I say to you, he who believes in me has everlasting life. Man, that's enough to praise the Lord for. Notice verse 48, I am the bread of life. I like that. I am not only Rapha, the healer, but I am the bread of life. Your father ate the manna in the wilderness and they died. You know why? Because they didn't eat this bread. Verse 50, this is the bread which comes down from heaven, that one may eat of it and not die. Here it is again. I am the living bread which comes down from heaven. If any man eats of this bread, he will live forever. That's enough to give him praise for. And the bread that I shall give is my flesh, which I shall give for the life of the world. Hallelujah. Which I shall give for the life of the world. I like this. I am the bread of life. In the series, Advancing the Kingdom, this morning we taught a message called The Great I Am. Here's the second part of that. The Great I Am. So Father, thank you for the bread of life. Thank you for who you are. Thank you for the enticement, the advertisement, the appetizer that takes us to the main course. And we give you praise for the seven course meal that is even prepared now. And Father, thank you for a bread. If we eat of it, we will not die. We will live again. Even those in the Old Testament that ate manna died in the wilderness. But if we eat this bread, we will never die. And Father, I give you praise for that. Think through my mind and speak through my lips of clay as an oracle. For where there is no vision, where there is no unfolding revelator, where there is no one communicating truth, where there is no teaching priest, where there is no one sharing the gospel, where there is no one unveiling truth to the nations, the people perish. But I thank you for the preservation of your people and the establishment and advancement of your kingdom. Go before this word and prepare us with ears to hear. Give us a mind to comprehend, hearts to receive, we request, and give us a spirit to contain without leakage. And we will give you praise for it now. In Jesus' precious name. Come on, say amen. Amen. Y'all seem like you came to church to have church tonight, today. Trim Nation, are you with me? We having church, we ain't. Trim Nation, are you with me? Thank you, Lord. I love John. John is not like the rest of the synoptic gospel writers, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, after 400 years of silence, coming out of the book of Malachi, which was the last minor prophet that spoke a word from the Lord. There's 400 years of silence between Malachi and Matthew. 400 years. Think about that. You didn't get a word from the Lord for 400 years. There is no message preached. The only thing you can do is draw from what he said. And when there is no fresh word in your life, you got to learn how to pull back, reach back to what he already said. Because a private word is connected with the present word. A previous word is connected with the present word. What he said is tied to what he's saying. And it's not necessarily what he said that makes you successful. It's what he's saying. But when you don't have him saying anything to you, you can pull back from what he already said. He already said you're healed, so you're healed. He already said you're delivered, so you're delivered. He'd already said that you're saved, so you're saved. He already said that you're wealthy. So he already said you're coming out. So you're coming out. Well, I don't know what my purpose is. What did he say to you last? That word can't return until it accomplishes what he sent it to do. And I activate the word that's over your head even now in the name of Jesus, that everything God said to you is going to come to pass in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I prophesy and decree and declare it. You're not out there floating in the wind. You have footing. You have grounding. You have your feet deep in the soil of God's word compared to what he said. Hallelujah. And you're going to come out more than a conqueror. Come on, I'm speaking to your storm in the name of Jesus. Glory is in the house. Give him praise, truth revealed. I am is what you need to focus on. The great I am. There can be no Kairos if there is no I am. Please listen to the message that was preached this morning. Part one of this message that gives you a theological basis for the name I am. We first see it in Exodus chapter 3, where Moses comes to Mount Sinai because he saw a bush burning, yet it's not consumed. Focus on the bush at Sinai. It is a tree that's burning. It's illuminated with fire, the kind of fire that's not just like a regular fire, but we're talking about a supernova, the kind of fire that comes from the sun, that's burning from the bush, yet it's not consumed. It's a phenomenon, because fire should burn up a bush real quickly. But this fire is burning, but it doesn't consume. It doesn't consume the branches or the leaves. David picked it up and said something powerful. Glory to God. Blessed is the man that walks not in the first division, the first chapter of the first division of Psalm. Blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor does this, if you're blessed now, you can't sit in the seat pointing at people and scoffing at them. For their delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law they meditate both day and night. Then David say, and they shall be like a tree. Glory to God. They shall be like a tree. They shall be like a tree. They shall be like a tree that's burning with fire but not consumed. David said they shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth fruit in its season. Its leaves will not wither, and whatever it does, I don't care how dark it is, whatever it does, if you're planted by the river, glory to God, and you will not be moved in due season, whatever it does, it will prosper. Thank you, God. The tree, though, that's burning in Exodus chapter 3 is on fire, but it's not consumed. Have you ever thought about it? You've been through hell and high water, and it should have burned you up, but the devil wasn't able to burn you up. You're on fire, but you're not consumed. You got a bad report from the doctor, and it's on fire, but you're not consumed. This is a miracle. This is a miracle. Many of us should have been ash, but God brought us out. Many of us went through fiery trials, but God brought us out. Many of us had others to say you wouldn't make it, but God is still preserving you, and he deserves all praise, glory, and honor for it. Like a tree. Like a tree. Like a tree planted by the waters, I shall not be moved. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. In Exodus 3, Moses is summoned by God. Actually, he goes to the tree that burns, and he's standing there on holy ground. And God spoke out of the tree. Who spoke out of the tree? The Lord spoke out of the tree and told Moses to take his shoes off his feet. Don't come close, because the ground you stand on is holy ground. And God, in his infinite wisdom and in his consuming fire, would consume us if we didn't have a passageway to him. Moses has to reverence him and put distance between he and the tree and obey God. And if you read the text, you'll even see how he even strikes Moses in the midst. Because he didn't circumcise his son, the scripture says he sought to kill him. It's in the same chapter. In other words, he's a consuming fire as he deals with Moses, and he unveils himself to him, but it's trepidation. Moses is afraid of the one that burns. Glory to God. He gives Moses instruction and gives him a name. Moses says, if I go to Pharaoh to say, let the people go, they're going to ask me, even the people, who sent you to us? He says, I am that I am, and I am has sent you to deliver my people. The I am means to be, the verb to be in the Hebrew, to be. I am that I said I will do what I said I will do. I am that I say I am. If I say I'm going to deliver you, You don't have to worry about it. All you got to do is just rest in that word and it's going to come to pass. If I say I'm coming through for you, stop looking at the circumstance and put your confidence and your faith in God. Watch this. You're no longer a slave to fear and trepidation. But faith superimposes itself over its reverse, which is fear. In the place of fear, you need faith. In the place of anxiety, if faith rises, anxiety has to crumble. This is the problem. We see anxiety and it magnifies. But if you learn how to let faith arise in you, no fear, no weapon formed against you will prosper. No matter what you worry about, God's got your back and he's going to take care of you. Can the church say amen? That burning bush, let me help you, is the Lord. In chapter 6 of Exodus, the Lord spoke to Moses and said, I reveal myself to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob as Yahweh or Jehovah. But to you, I reveal myself as Lord. I am the Lord that healeth thee. I am the God that heals. The Lord. I'm here to tell you that the burning bush was the Lord before Jesus came. And that same one in the bush is the Lord Jesus who came in John chapter 3. For God sent his son into the world to redeem the world, that the world through him might be saved. When you get this revelation that the burning bush is the Christ that now burns in you, you're not going to be afraid of what's coming against you. Many of us don't see the association. You just see the one hanging on the cross. But the one hanging on the cross is the one that was in the bush, burning, but was not consumed. The Bible says in John chapter 1, in the beginning was the Word. And the Word, this is a consuming fire word though. And the Word was with God, and the Word was what? Was God. But it also says in verse 14, and the Word became flesh. Thank you, God. That burning bush was transformed into flesh and dwelled among us. Let me take Exodus chapter 3, which is Afrocentric, and let's transpose it into John chapter 3, which is Eurocentric. And many people need to understand, folk don't understand Afrocentric gospel. They understand Eurocentric, God so loved the world. But he's trying to show you there's a progression. I've heard the cries of my people by reason of their test. That's Afrocentric. I know what it's like for my people to be in bondage and in slavery. And I've come down to deliver them. But at the same time, I love the world. That I'll give my only son, that who believes in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. And we see in Christ, if Afrocentric gospel match with a Eurocentric gospel, that the entire world can be saved through the Lord. So God ain't about saving just white men. God can save white, black, red, green, all kind of color. Trim Nation, are you with me? We having church, we ain't. Good, good. Yeah, I was like, what is he talking about? Afrocentric, Eurocentric. Well, for those of you that have never been in bondage, you wouldn't know what I'm talking about, but he loves a slave too. Thank you, Jesus. When you get this revelation that the Word was made flesh, the burning bush was made flesh and dwelled among us and walked in the midst of us, is going to set you free. The burning bush is flesh. And the Bible says if you eat the bread, then that bush is in you. Thank you, Jesus. Because not only is he a burning bush, he's bread as well. Good God from Zion. No, my God. Do you often find yourself searching for something to make you feel good about yourself? For some of us, or some of you all, it may be mascara. Because I don't wear mascara. That's for the ladies. Wear your mascara and your blush, your blush, whatever it is. Wear your MAC and your Mary Kay. I'm not metrosexual. Straight up alpha. But do you ever think about some things that make you feel, you look for things that make you feel good about yourself? Think about that. Or are you just wondering why you can never feel significant or worthy? You ever wondered why you never feel significant or worthy? Let me remind you that there is a God who loves you. Listen, He loves you for who you are. You don't have to put on any makeup for Him. You don't have to get in any extensions. You don't have to go to Miami and get any job done. You don't have to take your tithe and do all of this stuff. He loves you just the way you are. With all of your flaws, with all of the stuff that you endure, with your past, present, and future, He loves it all. He knows you, and He still loves you. Some people, if they found out who you really were, they would stop loving you. But that's not our God. He loved you when you were a sinner, for while you were yet sinners. This is going to mess up the religious folk. While you were yet sinners, not when you became righteous, while you were yet sinners, Christ died for the ungodly. We need to stop preaching how God's going to punish you and how He's going to hurt you and you going to hell in a handbasket, and start preaching about how much He loves you. And He's like Jose that loved the prostitute, and he went out and found her after she left him and had babies from other men. He still loved her, and he took care of the children, and he brought her back into his house, and he called her his wife, and he gave her a valley of Achor to make sure she had an inheritance. God's love is greater than man's love. Man's love will stop at the end of what you can produce when you're all dried up. You used to be a plum, but now you're a prune. Man will kick you to the side, but God still see juice in your pruny self. God see you're a raisin. You used to be a grape, but God still say, you can be in my little raisin box. I'll take you with me everywhere I go. Chuck you down when I get some time. I'll still work with you when everybody else don't like you. I still will work with you when you made your greatest mistake. I still see value in you because I love you. I love you from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet and everything about you. You cannot exhaust my love. It's inexhaustible. Just as deep in the waters, so is my love for you. We need to preach the love of God. Ain't no law can save anybody. It's the love of God that saves mankind. Come on, love lifted me. Love. When nothing else could help. Not law. Love. Thank you, Jesus. For those who feel insignificant and unworthy, it is love that lifts us. There's a God who loves you with all of your flaws. Ooh, I got to get myself right so I can come to church. No, you don't. That's like saying I got to get healed before I go to the hospital. It doesn't make sense. When you get the sickest, you go right to the emergency room. Can I get a doctor? Can I get a doctor? Right, that's how it's supposed to work. And when you're your sickest, you can come here. The fire is in the midst of you to burn and not consume you. Everything you need is in God. And the sick ones, the ill ones, are the ones who need the great physician. And you can come into the house of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And no usher wearing white gloves should block you from coming. You're not the U.S. Marshal. Let the people through the door. Suffer the little children to come unto me, and forbid them not, for such is the kingdom of heaven. Thank you. My sister always helps me. I used to be feeling funny when I drain, because I don't like people looking at me when I drain, because I think they're pointing the finger at me. You like that too. You look at how people look at you. I don't like that, but God told me to preach anyway. You ain't supposed to worry about how people look at you. Maybe I'm not the perfect preacher with the ones that's on television, but I'm going to show it to you and give it to you just the way it comes. Sometimes I drain. Sometimes I don't feel like it. Sometimes I don't feel good, but I'm going to preach anyway. And I'll preach better if y'all will shout, amen.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For an MP3 of today's message, The Great I Am, log on to our website at www.truthrevealed.org and download reference number 2301-2211. That's reference number 2301-2211.
Awaken Women's Fellowship will resume in person and online on Saturday, February 25th at 9 a.m. Ladies, this is our year of faith, favor, and focus. So connect with the Awaken group on Facebook for updates. Ladies, remember to bring your Bible and a notebook and join Pastor Sabrina Sundays at 10 a.m. in the sanctuary for Women's Sunday School, to sharpen your picture of the Word of God while exploring the Old Testament survey. There are several ways to join us as a financial partner. Visit our website, truthrevealed.org, and click the Give Online button. You can also securely donate using the Truth Revealed mobile app or text TRIMGIVE to 888-364-4483. You can also mail your contribution to 1550 Orange Blossom Trail Northeast, Palm Bay, Florida 32905. We thank you for your continued generosity to Truth Reveal and for spending time with us today.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.
See my Jesus.
He's still.
Oh, yes.
In the healing business.
Call him up to you.
Call him up, baby. Come right in.
You know he's waiting.
Waiting.
Oh, yes.
And for you and for me.
To confess.
Confess our sins. So we can be.
I tell you, Jesus,
he's still
a healer.
He's still healer.